this what you would call it when you were young?
Well, I reckon you would.
And what will the groom probably have for the wedding? What clothes?
Well, if it's winter time, he had on a suit.
An old one? Or?
No, he'd kind of have a new one because it's summertime with warm weather and all. After this, I was telling you about them gals wouldn't go with a fella cold. They got to where they decided these fellas could get around and go with these other girls without coats. Now, me, I didn't buy me no suit. I just went and bought me a nice pair of pants and shirts and things. Me and the old boy, to run with her last month, got married the same day. I said, well, I don't want no suit. Hottest hit is too hot to do anything. So we got married the 25th day of July.
My goodness, that was a hot day. I'll bet.
Oh, everything, make everything right. I baled broom corn all day the next day, went to picnic the rest of that day, and then went to baled broom corn all the next day. And I said, I'll just tell that old man there wasn't going to be no baled broom corn. I said, oh, well, I'm going to stay with that woman. She'll be around there if I get through baling going.
When you buy a new suit and the man checks your shoulders, makes marks on the waist, makes marks on the pants, what do you say you're having done to the suit?
He's fixing to alter it, he's marking you up for altercations.
And when he's doing that, you say you're having the suit what?
Well, I see. You say, well, some would say you have it cut down, or some would say, yeah, I don't know. I ain't going to answer that.
What did you call that celebration that you had after a wedding? The one that the bride and groom didn't enjoy?
Oh, that Chivalry.
Uh-huh.
You know, we didn't have them in this kind of them days.
Huh.
And then we went on down to that dog on a picnic, and about 8 or 10 old boys standing there, they grabbed me by the arm and said, get on up here. Well, you're the fellow we're looking for. Mm-hmm. They never bought that old boy. I said, well, we're looking for. I said, well, just wait in there, boy, and get what you want. Mm-hmm. One old boy, he was going to whip me one day, and he was talking to him, and he kept standing, and I went back down in the arm. I said, get on up here. You ain't had it, man. He finally moseyed on up and drank, but he left pretty quick.
Did you have dances here in the early days?
Huh. 2 or 3 times a week, old square dances. That's when I don't see how we kept them dying. Don't make any difference how cold it was in the winter. There wasn't houses to cut to pick it up to dance in and have you stay in out of the weather, build up far out the yard.
Mm.
And you would get in there and dance, and you had working as hard as you could.
Mm.
Get pretty sweaty and then get out there if that says old wind, stand there for 3 hours around that fire, freeze to death.
Yeah. Little spirits get high.
Then get home, and when you got home, if you wasn't careful, you'd have to meet yourself on the other side of the bed and get up. It was rough, but we stood it.
If you went to one of those and you saw a girl that you liked and you knew she'd come alone, what would you ask her?